Hello. Is Annie Kindred there? Hello.
Just a minute. I'm going to cut you over now. Hello.
Hello. I'm Chris from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Who is this?
Chris from National Opinion Surveys.
My name is John.
We would like to ask you a few questions about some issues facing your community and the nation.
Some information. Who are you looking for?
For Annie Kindred.
Who?
Annie Kindred.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can't hear it, sir. I'm 99 years old. Sorry, I talk loud.
That's fine. Let's see if you can hear me better like this.
I can't understand your language either. What are you, a doctor?
No, I'm from National Opinion Surveys. We are an independent research company, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the current economy and the social climate as well. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Sure. I don't know what you're talking about, but I would try to understand your language of what you try to answer your question.
You can stop me any time that you like. If you don't understand me, just tell me and I will correct myself. So, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Is anybody there can speak the language? Because I never learned the language when I was going to school. That means I don't understand the language.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So what is your ethnical background?
I could ask you if I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you're talking about, so I can't answer your question. I got to understand what you're saying. Because I'm old and I've been to school and I graduated, but we never had that kind of teacher.
Oh.
So I never learned to speak that language.
Oh, but do you,
can you write me, a little card or note or something? I live by myself.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask if there is someone else who would be willing to answer the survey. Thank you very much anyway. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Working.
I'm trying to understand her language. I can't answer nobody if I don't know what they're saying. Because I want to answer the right answer. I don't want to give them the wrong answer.
Oh, but it's just based on your opinion. We're not looking for right or wrong answers. We're just looking for your opinion.
You're looking for somebody or insurance or won't help us, huh?
No, this is just about the current economy and the social climate. What you think about what is happening in the country.
Mm-hmm. But I live by myself. and I'm 99 years old. I was 99 the last of June.
Oh, this, congratulations.
This year. And I'm hard and I'm understanding. And sometimes I can't have her. But I live by myself and I do all my work. I'm not in a wheelchair. So, I try to do the best I can and everything. If I can't do it, I tell you, I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, I thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here all these years. But you got, yeah, long you live, you got go understanding some things. You can't do it. You can't do what you used to do. Some people don't try, but I try. I really try to do the best thing. I don't want nobody try to outdo me or out-talk me or nothing like that. If I know the answer, I give the answer. And I'm going to give you the right answer. And I want the right question. So if I can understand you,
yeah,
I will give you the answer.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.